What about something like the blues?
B.B. King. Yeah. Yeah, he's all in blues. That's all you can put on that.
You care much for that?
Depending. If it's got a nice little beat like Johnny Guitar. You ever heard Johnny Guitar Watson?
Yeah, doesn't he play now with the Blues Brothers?
He probably does.
Steve Cropper and that bunch they put together.
He probably does.
He's a big muscular guy.
Oh, no, no. He wear a little gangster hat and shades.
I guess I'm similar. I thought that guy's name was Johnny Guitar for some reason.
But, anyhow, he plays blues, but he be talking like, he had a song called It's Real Mother For You. He was talking about everything, talking about prices went up so high, you know, your boy couldn't reach him with a sky hook, you know, stuff like that. And said milk, said, hold up, running out of milk for the babies, have them drinking powder, you know, stuff like that, you maybe just getting on the case of the country.
Yeah.
And like, it'd be blues, but it'd be funny, you know. Like, he had this song about Gangsta of Love, talking about this guy who did all this kind of stuff, you know, calling the Gangsta Love, you know. But it'd be blues, but it'd be funny, you know, he'd have you laughing, just have you cracking up laughing at him. Nice, you know, that's blues. Like, B.B. King, he'd be getting serious with his. You know, telling about how his wife left him, all this kind of stuff.
Yeah. Do you ever listen to people like Muddy Waters and T-Bone Walker and people like that?
That's too deep. Yeah. Water too muddy.
Yeah. Okay. Alright. I want to ask you a kind of a broad question that just has to do with speech. Is there anything that, you know, that about the way people talk that strikes you as unusual, or some things people say that bothers you? Maybe like if you know some friends of yours, some blacks who change the way they talk depending on what situation they're in. Is there anything like that?
Yeah, like I was telling about this fraternity that call themselves, you know, they say they pimps.
Yeah.
All right. When they around each other, they try to talk cool and suave, you know, impress each other. But when they're away from around each other, you know, they're just regular old people. You know? Like, it's like if you talk like that, it's cool. Like, I had a friend, my very best friend, he in the Navy now. He came from Los Angeles when he was about in fifth grade, sixth grade, something like that. No, I say he was about in ninth grade, eighth and ninth. And well, he said he had to fight every day because he had that Los Angeles, LA accent, you know. He said he had to fight every day because, you know, he moved into this section of town. They thought he was funny or something, you know. They didn't like him. He had to fight every day, morning too. Said just to somebody, said, man, you talk funny, you don't like it, you know, start fighting. But like, yeah, like this guy was talking to us, you know, about this guy in the fraternity was saying, you know, he was talking, he said, boy, like that, you know, how many people you know say, the word is boy. You can look at any dictionary, you know, they change it up and try to be cool and suave, you know, put that little accent in there and stuff. Can't deal with it. Like, we got this guy play trumpet for us from South Louisiana. Now, he got this kind of accent. But don't nobody say nothing to him because they know that's from South Louisiana. He can't help it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, yeah, it bothers me when somebody change up just to kind of halfway try to impress somebody.
Yeah.
You know, I say be yourself and leave it at that.
Yeah.
But that's about it. If they change up themselves, you know, just impress people, then you know, it would upset me. But if they was just normally talking like that, I understand. Or if they've been around somebody and they've been picking up the habit of speaking like them, then, you know, I understand. But if they just change up to impress somebody, I don't like that.
Have you ever noticed any of your black friends, or maybe you yourself, do you change the way you talk when you're around whites